I'm driving in my car. This guy was on there talking about how to pray for your family, and I'm a prayer warrior. However, I say this with a lump in my throat. The weakest area I have is praying for my wife. So your book is timely. You can tell whoever's cranking up the prayer machine there that your prayers are being answered, and I'm very thankful. Y'all are doing a great job. Keep it up. Okay. Love you. Bye.
I mean, that guy is awesome.
I know.
And we love you too, man. It's awesome to hear that God is using this podcast to help families. And we know you count on these broadcasts to bring encouragement, wisdom, and sometimes a much needed reminder that God loves you right where you are.
But the truth is, we cannot do this without your support. So if family life has been a blessing to you, will you consider giving back this season? Your gift, no matter what the size, just helps us continue sharing God's truth and hope with families everywhere.
You can go to familylifetoday.com and become a financial partner with Family Life. Or if you want, feel free to call us at 1-800-358-6329. That's 1-800-F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today.
We want to return evil for evil. That's our natural inclinations. But the Lord is going, but there's a better way. If you just pause and go and just think for a second, is this really going to bring us back to unity if I choose to respond in kind? Or do I need to step back and go, okay, how do I reframe this and actually believe that they have my best intentions at heart? They just became a sinner in that. They were a sinner in that moment.
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Dave Wilson.
And I'm Ann Wilson. And you can find us at familylifetoday.com. This is Family Life Today.
Have we ever had Brian and Jen Goins on Family Life Today? Have you guys ever been us four?
I don't think we've ever had just us four.
We've done some panels and different things with Art of Marriage.
Yes, but I'm not sure.
But
I've never been on with just the four of us.
There you go.
This is a special day.
You better get a cup of coffee and sit down.
Or get your workout going.
Well, a lot of you know Brian, especially from Married with Benefits, and you're a legend of Family Life.
Right.
And Jen as well. I mean, you guys have been Family Life Weekend to Remember speakers for how long?
Since 2007. So I think that makes us 18 years.
Wow. And you lead the speaker team.
The best part is we really love you guys and consider you friends. So it's really fun to have you with us.
Yeah. So we're talking today about something you've been doing. Tell us about Married with Benefits and what you've been doing with Shanti.
You know, it's really been fun because this season is really about the little things that make a huge difference. And it's based upon a book.
In marriage.
It's based upon a book that Jen got me hooked on. You love this book and you love this research. And so it's a book called The Surprising Secrets of Highly Happy Marriages. Just talk about why you loved it so much.
I just remember whenever we would start speaking for marriage conferences or want to kind of add something new or kind of think outside the box a little bit, I'd always go to Shanti's books. I think they're so good.
I do that too. It's like a cheat sheet.
I know. They're so helpful. They're not super wordy or long, like this long thing that you have to read. They're really quick chapters. Gives you little encouragements. Maybe some of the things you're already doing, you're like, I'm doing it right. Mm. Or man, I could do that better and I would be more satisfied in my marriage and have a happy marriage.
Yeah. So every episode is a new secret. And so we just tackle each secret. And there's 12 that are in the book, but her publisher wouldn't, she actually had 13 that she did research on, but the publisher was like, nope, we're cutting it off at 12. That's all. you know a little bit about this.
Like I didn't know that she had 13.
Well, yeah, that
makes
she had 13.
Makes me want to know what that
13. I know. And publishers do that.
And the publishers do like to just say, no, it's going to be this long and that's it. And so we were able to include that as a bonus episode right at the end. So if you want to know what that extra secret is, but just some really good ones. I mean, and you got to join me on a couple of them. Go to Bed Mad. You joined me on, and I think you're on that one.
Yeah.
Because we go to bed mad a lot. And we found out that actually happy couples will go to bed mad. And that goes against, you think that goes against the scripture when Paul is talking about, hey, don't let the sun go down on your anger. So does that mean stay up and fight? And so we unpack why that Paul probably has a little bit different meaning than what you think.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about something you've already talked to her about, believe the best. So explain that concept that we're actually going to listen to you talking to Shanti about it, and then we're just going to react to it.
Yeah, so this was really the foundational secret for the whole series. And it really is about a mindset shift in that you really need to, for the highly happy couples, are those that believe that their spouse has the best intentions for them. So even when we're getting in the midst of conflict, when we're hurt in some way, the highly happy couples will go, okay, I know they'll give the most generous excuse basically for why they got hurt. And so they'll say, I'll assume that my spouse didn't really intend to hurt me this way, but it did hurt. And so we don't negate the ouch, as you'll hear Shanti talk about, but it really is something of saying, my perspective is that I'm going to believe that they actually still love me, care for me, and that's backed by science. And so that's the other thing that I like about all of these secrets is, as Jen alluded to, is that science always catches up to scripture. What God says to be true in his word often have these links back to what the science shows about us as human beings. And so you think about just the way that when we try to live harmonious with each other, to live in unity with one another, how do we do that? Well, we do that with sinful people by saying, okay, I'm sure there might be some other reason behind why they did what they did. At their core, we do want to be together. And most every couple, in fact, the research even shows that 99% of couples, the spouses really do care for one another. They really do love each other. They really do want the best. So it's like when, like Dave, when Ann hurts you, it's not like she's hurting you because I really don't like Dave. It's just there was in that moment, there was a frustration, but at her core, she loves you. She wants to be with you. She's not planning to leave you anytime soon. And so
I just want to fix him.
Right. You just want to change him.
That's a whole other show.
That's a different show.
I know it is.
And it's working really well.
So that's what this one's about. And Shanti does a great job of just explaining some of the research. And Jeff's on for this one as well. And so you'll hear him talk about a really funny experiment that I would have loved to have been a part of.
So basically, what we discovered is that the happiest couples choose to believe the best of their spouse's intentions towards them, even when they're legitimately hurt, right? Like everybody gets hurt.
Yeah.
The issue is what we choose to believe about it, because here's the natural thing that we all do naturally. We say and think to ourselves, like, if he hurts my feelings, it's kind of this, ow. And there's this subconscious feeling like, he knew how that would make me feel and he said it anyway, right? And what I'm believing, if you translate that, is he doesn't care about me, right? Like that's what that translates to. Or, you know, a guy version of that might be like, ow, like nothing I do is ever good enough for her, right? And you're believing she doesn't appreciate me, she doesn't care about me. What we found with the happiest couples is they had the same ow, they had that same ugh reaction. And then they went, no, I know he loves me. I know she appreciates me. So they must not have known how that would make me feel, or they wouldn't have said it. And they switch it not to believing the best of what the person did, because it was a legitimate hurt, but to believe the best of their intentions towards them.
And is this just thinking wishfully, like, they probably did, or do they actually believe that?
So what we found is that this isn't just wishful thinking, because in the vast, vast majority of marriages, this is one of the most encouraging parts of this whole research project, even in the most difficult relationships, who are like the closest to shaking apart, the vast majority of us deeply care about the other person. We deeply care about our spouse. But if you want a happy marriage, you have to let yourself believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers for this were absolutely staggering. When I was looking at the data, amongst the highly happy couples, the percentage who know that their spouse, you know, kind of does care about them, even when it's painful, the happiest couples, that was 96%, right? The so-so struggle, the so-so couples, that was only 59%. And yet the percentage who actually did care, what the spouse actually said, was almost 100%. It was like 99.26 or something. Yep. So if you want a happy marriage, what you're actually doing is you're choosing to believe the truth rather than a lie.
Wow. And why is that significant, Jeff? You know, you guys had a pretty intriguing study in this chapter in your book. Does that really make a difference, like, when it comes down to it?
Yeah, you know, that's fascinating, Brian, that you ask. And I would say that one of the things that we hear often from people is, look, you know, I can do this, but if my spouse won't do this, then, you know, kind of what's the point? It takes two, right? Yeah. And in this particular circumstance, and with a lot of these, if just one of the members of the marriage, of the relationship practices them, it has a profound impact. So when we were doing the research, we found this study that was put together by a professor at the University of Maryland. And, you know, and I have to say, I love studies where they involve college students as part of the experiment, because for, you know, $20, they'll subject themselves to pretty much anything.
Right. And in this, you got to pay for that pizza.
Yes. In this particular study, they would have a subject, a student who was seated in a chair, and then this student was hooked up to all of these different biometric measuring devices. So they would be measuring their respiration rate, their pulse rate, their blood pressure, their, you know, a number of them. And that wasn't all. They were also hooked up to this cable that was then run across the room, and it disappeared behind a partition. On the other side of the partition was a little device with a red button on it. And when the red button was depressed, it would send an electric shock through that cable to the student subject sitting in the chair. And then it would register in all of these biometric devices, you know, what was the impact of that shock on their body. Yes. The person sitting in the chair was told one of three things about whoever it was behind the partition pushing the button. In one instance, they were told that the person was pushing the button, knew it was going to administer a shock to the person on the other side of the partition, but they were also told that it would help that person win money. So the person getting shocked would win money.
So it was sort of a good intention. A good intention.
Yeah.
In a second instance, they were told that the person behind the partition hit the button, but they didn't mean to. It was on accident. Mm-hmm. And then in a third instance, they were told that the person knew that this button would administer a shock and thought it was kind of cool that they got to do this.
So more the masochistic type.
Yes,
person.
There we go. Absolutely. Okay.
So in all three instances, the shock level, whatever you want to call it, was exactly the same. In the case where they thought the person was doing it on purpose for no good reason, it hurt a lot, and it registered on all the devices as hurting a lot. Mm-hmm. In the case where they thought it was done on accident, it actually hurt less. Wow. And it registered less. And in the case where they thought the person was doing it for a benefit for them, it hurt significantly less than the other two. And that is, the shock was exactly the same. The only thing that was different was the perception that the person had about the person administering the shock. So what Shanti has been saying earlier is, what I believe about her intentions, my spouse's intentions, matters on what I feel as a result. The pain is there.
The ow is there. Like Shanti said, the ow is the same.
But the magnitude of it, it depends entirely on what I believe about my spouse.
Well, I want that button.
That's for who, Dave?
I'd love to be on the side where I get to push it. And anyway, that is really interesting.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating, isn't it?
Yes.
And I was thinking about each one of those. You know, there are times in marriage where actually you do need to give a hurt for a benefit. Because right? I was thinking about that. It's easy to kind of write those off and immediately go to the one, this is just accidental.
But well, what would be an example of that?
Well, like Proverbs 27:4 talks about how faithful are the wounds of a friend. Mm-hmm. And there are times where we do need to wound each other for the benefit. I remember early in marriage, Jen would say, you know, you never can say you're sorry. To which I said, well, we learned at the Weekend to Remember that you should never say always and never.
Never,
ever say that. So whatever you said right there doesn't really matter. But she's trying to help me actually become more like Christ in that moment. Mm. And so there are shocks that are for the best of our intentions. But most of us, that, you know, it's like we're talking about the ones that we get hurt, you know, on a regular basis from each other, whether it's saying something short, whether it's just being irritated, whatever it might be. And our mind will go, well, they said that because they don't care about me. Mm. They did that because they don't really like me in that moment.
Jen, what's your first reaction from hearing that?
I think of it as a mindset change. I want to control my mind. I want to do a good job of thinking the best about him too, as far as I know that he cares about me. Like Shanti said, in most of our relationships that we have, our spouse does really care about us. It's just figuring out how to think the best about them, because they're always going to disappoint us and there's always going to be mistakes made.
Yeah, one of the things that struck me, and that's the first time I've heard the clip. Not that I don't listen to you guys all the time.
I was going to say, why aren't you listening to
this? Just like
you
listen to us all the time, I'm sure.
Every day.
Was something that is a reality of all of life, and she just said it and moved on. And I don't think we appreciate it, especially before marriage, but then after marriage. She made this statement, everyone gets hurt.
Yeah.
Boom. That is something I don't think, especially as we walk into marriage, we expect at the level that it actually happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I do weddings. You've done weddings as the, you know, the officiant of a wedding. You want to tell them today, you know, hey, I just want to give you a heads up, but you can't, because you're going to ruin their day. So he's just like, but everybody that you're looking at sitting out there is just snickering a little bit like, yeah, wait till they find out.
Right.
How hard it's going to be.
And then it's like, what do you do after you get hurt?
Yeah. And that's
what are you going to believe about it?
That's exactly it. It's like, that's where Shanti says you have one of two choices. Believe the best, believe the worst.
Yeah.
And I think naturally, at least for our marriage, it often was believed the worst.
I'm
at work and a meeting goes long and I'm supposed to be home at whatever time and I'm 30 minutes late or even 20 minutes late or an hour late. I walk in the door. For many years, it was, she's mad at me because I chose, and it's believed the worst. And I do the same thing. You know, rather than going, I'm guessing something came up.
Right.
I know you love me. But I know you wanted to be here on time, but you're not. I'm believing the best. It was so easy to believe the worst.
But when it happens over and over and over, you come to the conclusion, well, he really doesn't care.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest difference, is just when you think about the science of it, and we're really looking at it, what I loved about this whole series is that we're trying to learn from those that were doing it really well. It's like, you know, I know you had plenty of football players on your posters on their wall about who you wanted to be like, you know,
Roger Staubach. Maybe.
Yeah. You were going to throw just like Roger. You know, I was going to play basketball just like Michael Jordan. And that was the poster that I had on my wall. And so I didn't go, you know, no offense, Dave, I know you like to play basketball, but I didn't go watch Dave Wilson's game film about how to play basketball. Like, I knew you could shoot decently.
You would have been encouraged.
No.
You would have been like, I'm better than that.
That's right. I'm a lot better than that. No, you don't go to learn from the best. You don't go watch mediocre people,
right.
You know, you go watch the best. And so what was cool about these couples is there's actually couples that do this.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of couples that did this. And so what did they do in that moment? And I like what she, and there's a quote in her book where she says, we must choose to believe it even if we don't feel it.
Mm.
So it is possible. I think that's the thing that really encouraged me.
Mm.
It's actually possible in that moment where you feel the shock. The natural response is to want to shock back, right? It's exactly what it says in scripture. It says, we want to return evil for evil. That's our natural inclinations. But the Lord is going, but there's a better way. If you just pause and go and just think for a second, is this really going to bring us back to unity? If I choose to respond in kind, or do I need to step back and go, okay, how do I reframe this and actually believe that they have my best intentions at heart? They just became a sinner in that. They were a sinner in that moment. Like, it's not right that Dave never called you when he was running late. It's not right that it became a pattern. Like, he needed to change that.
Yep.
But how do I approach him in such a way that he actually wants to change?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Yeah. And let's go back. I want to go back to what you were saying. If it happens over and over and over again, because I'm sure there's listeners that feel that.
Yep.
And so, and this is just open discussion, because I'm not really sure I know the answer. But what would be a way maybe to confront that? Because Shanti is very clear, and I think we would be very clear, that we don't want to excuse bad behavior, that if a woman or a man is over and over again being disappointed or feeling unloved, that...
Or even if there's abuse.
If there's abuse, that you just let that go and you got to think the best. We don't want to do that. So what are some ways that maybe you could have spoken to Dave, or I could speak to Brian, or vice versa, obviously, using that mindset?
I think that's a great question. I mean, my first thought, and I think this can go to any of us, is to be aware of it, to be aware of where our thoughts are going, because I wasn't aware of it for years. I think we just naturally tend to go wherever our thought leads us, and we just go down that path. And so to capture it, as we talked about before, take every thought captive, to capture it and even to be aware of it could be our very first step. For even you as a listener to think, okay, you will be offended by someone today. You will be offended by your spouse. So to think right when it happens, where do I go with that? Where does my thought go naturally? Then you have a chance to shift it. And we're going to talk about that a lot more in our next episode. How do we practically live this out? Because it's so difficult.
Yeah, and I'll say before we end, Jen, because I was the guy always hurting her, and her shift, and we can talk about this specifically tomorrow, because there's a lot of different shifts, but for Ann, I literally saw her go from, I walk in the door, let's say I'm late, supposed to be at home at this time, get home late, and it's happened a lot, not just one time a week, several times, so it's a pattern. The shift was, I'd walk in the door and I get yelled at. Like, you got to be kidding me. You're supposed to be. And again, I'm not.
Or I would just be cold.
Yeah, it would be instant. And I knew it before I pulled into driveway. It's coming. And I feel bad because I wanted to be home on time. But, you know, and it was, and the shift was, maybe we talk about that tomorrow.
I look forward to that shift. But I do, I want to make sure that we hit this. There is a distinction between patterns, sinful patterns, and things that we do where we are not responding kind to our spouse. Between that and abuse.
Yeah.
And so, and I think what I appreciate about Shanti's research is that she really is researching the bulk of couples. And so for most couples, we're talking about hurt feelings. You know, it's when we're in a moment, we feel hurt, our ego is bruised, we feel like we're being taken advantage of in a small way, you know, where we feel slighted. There's a difference between that and abuse. And so if the pattern is abuse, whether it's emotional, spiritual, sexual, physical, this isn't one of those moments where you go, I bet they'll have a better day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like if you're in that situation, that's where it's really helpful to get help. And I think we would say at Family Life, bring a counselor in, have somebody else that can help walk you through that to really identify and go, no, that's not a good pattern. That's a pattern that needs to be confronted.
And if it's physical, even get safe.
Yes.
For you and your kids.
But what we're talking about is what happens when we get hurt by our spouse from our feeling. Like our feelings get hurt. How do I then, in that moment, how am I going to view my spouse?
This is Family Life Today, and we're Ann and Dave Wilson, and we've been talking with our good friends, Brian and Jen Goins, about the Family Life podcast that Brian does called Married with Benefits. And you can find that wherever you get your podcasts.
And let us just say, this is a critical time, and I mean that. It's critical time to donate financially to Family Life. We've had some friends that have been very generous to give us a match program up to $3 million. So anything you give is going to be doubled up to $3 million.
It's really amazing.
And that is, yeah, that's just incredible. But it's only during this time of the year. This is year end, and it's critical for our ministry, and we need you. We love you, and we're hoping you will jump in and become a partner with us. And if that's something you'd like to do, you can go to familylifetoday.com and become a financial partner with Family Life. Or feel free to give us a call with your donation at 1-800-358-6329. That's 800, F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today.
Again, you can give online at familylifetoday.com, or you can give us a call at 800-358-6329. Or you can mail us your donation at Family Life, 100 Lakehart Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32832.
Now, coming up tomorrow, we've got Brian and Jen Goins back again talking about happy couples believe the best. And this is good stuff. That's coming up tomorrow.
And we'll see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today.
Family Life Today is a donor-supported production of Family Life, a crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.